Ryan Smith, born and raised here in Warm Springs, born in Madras. Went to school in Warm Springs, went to school in Madras, went to school in Eugene, as well as in Ellensburg, Central Washington University. Worked for Water and Soil, worked for the Hot Shots before that, did some forestry work, you know. Hunted and fished all my life, really grounded me, can't overemphasize the need to continually hunt and fish throughout everybody's life, including mine. So I think that really put a really good base on who I am and what I like to do, as well as what I do. So my mom is Marie Smith, worked for the BIA for, 20, 30 years. My dad was Gene Smith, was a police officer, and worked throughout the Northwest as well as throughout the nation for a good number of years. So on the job, I was part of the project interdisciplinary team, as well as the resource management interdisciplinary team. So most of the projects would require environmental clearance, as well as voting on priorities and getting everybody on board with trying to finish the product in a timely manner. On the other side of it, I was on our Fish and Wildlife Committee for 15, 17 years to that nature. Covered a number of negotiations, as well as a number of specialty stuff, but served on our Pacific Salmon Commission as a Warm Springs representative for the international agreement with Canada, you know, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska. Also served on the USV Oregon negotiation team, which was the lower U.S. with Washington, Oregon, Idaho, represented the tribe in two 10-year agreements, as well as the PSC was two 10-year agreements. So pushed really hard for issues for Warm Springs, including spring buffer in the springtime, so a reduction in the state to fish on 60% of the predicted return, as well as increased production in the Hood River. So we went from 150,000 to 250,000, which was both a chore and many obstacles, because the feds, as well as the states, had to agree to that, as well as the tribes. So we pushed really hard on that, and we was able to get that, and that was kind of a minor, you know, increase. Washington, this the other side in the Zone 6, Washington has millions of fish that they fish on, including Drano Lake and below Bonneville. I mean, there's a lot of fish that come from there, and we really needed something here on our side. And there's still yet work to do on both Parkdale Fishery, as well as Warm Springs National and Round Butte. So one of the bigger things, I think, that's going on with this administration, if we could turn and take over some of these federal responsibilities throughout our area, would probably be one of the big things I would promote. I mean, we got, you know, a number of national forests that are probably going to be under the gun, as well as a number of U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service facilities and everything else that this tribe, whether we could manage it or not, but oversee in that and being a real co-manager and a player in some of that would be a feather in a cap. And whether that's able to be done or not is something, but if we're not talking about it, then somebody else is going to do it, because I think the next, with this administration, we're going to have a whole lot of opportunities as well as a whole lot of discussion on what's our next move in those areas. The priorities for the council and the tribe need to be first and foremost probably the first discussion, so our council understands what they agree to and everything. But there's a whole lot of, I think, I wouldn't call them easy fixes, but opportunities. Again, I know the hearing discussions about ODOT wanting to do a rest stop on the reservation might be attractive for them. And that was just talks in the hall that I had heard. And getting something like that would probably be very helpful, as well as if somebody else paid for that. I still think the downtown Warm Springs plan needs to be updated and followed through on as far as money to fix infrastructure or to build buildings or any of that. That could come, but we really need to come up with a plan for that. Right now it's fairly unorganized. The housing on the reservation is downright difficult to just to go through the process of building and being a homeowner. And we just need to really shore that up. I know one of the things is spaces are being bound up by the housing authority, which is good, but you know we got so many other houses that are burnt and still standing, and we really need to clean those up and offer them up for people that want a home, you know. And that's kind of one of the other obstacles of trying to figure out how do we finance and get people to home ownership. You know, obviously we want those people to succeed and to work, whether it's for the tribe or not, but we really, home ownership is a stability type of thing that I think this community really needs to look at. I think if we really look closely at it, and again, it's hearsay and talk, but the Bear Springs redevelopment, I mean, there's an opportunity there for, there's already concrete slabs there. I mean, we could have offices there. We could have people that work there, stay there. I mean, just occupy that as well as infrastructure. We really need to just roll the sleeves up and identify places that we either want to build or where somebody else can build and try to get that moving, because, you know, the housing stuff is such a big issue of being on the list and how long's the list. And just getting back to the workforce, you know, we got a lot of kids that come out of high school every year, you know, 40, 50 to 100, depending on the class size. And we need to develop or have career paths either for the ones that want to work right away or the ones that want to go to school. And then we got to identify which fields and which schools that we want to send them to. Kind of close the gap and think younger, you know, think of how do we get the people fresh out of school, or how do we give them experience so they go to school. So one of the last things that I had talked about in one of my letters, and I kind of threw the idea around, is why not have a year-round school schedule? So you would go to school for 2-3 months and you'd have a whole month off. But during that month off, we could offer cultural classes. We could offer, you just about name it, you know, on a different curriculum. Why not? You know, coming out of the agency, you know, there's a whole lot of voters both on and off reservation. I think I got a lot to offer, both in experience and just being understanding of there's a lot of issues there that our people went through that they kind of already laid the platform for us, just improving on some of that. And then the new emerging stuff, we really need to include some of that. Again, just want to thank everybody and definitely get out and vote.